Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to a very special episode of RFC Extra. This is the pilot slash proof of concept for a podcast that we've been talking about now for 2 years. It's a Don deal. This is Headmaster Don's call-in show. We recorded it after RFC 568. We will record the next episode after RFC 570 on May 9th. On this pilot episode, live stream viewers of RFC got a chance to call in and talk to us about whatever was on their mind. We didn't promote this. We didn't share it on Twitter. We didn't share it on Facebook. This is directly from our RFC live stream, which you can join every Wednesday around 7:30 Eastern time. We have a pre-show chat for about a half an hour or so. Then around 8 Eastern time, we record Radio Free Cybertron, the Transformers podcast live. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio to know when it's time to call in to It's a Don Deal or when we'll be streaming live. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Let's go ahead and get started.
This is the inaugural run, so let's see what happens.
So we're sitting here, we just finished recording Radio Free Cybertron. The phone lines are open. 931-994-6268. So when you call in, again, you'll hear us talking. Don't say a word until you hear us say, caller, you're on the air. Let's go ahead and go to the line and caller, you're on the air.
This is Sean Hamilton. I'm calling from Alabama.
Oh, no, not Sean.
Hey, Sean. Now I know where he lives. I can narrow it down just from the state.
You have my address, Don.
I have well, if you want to make it easy.
How's it going, Sean?
Fun. I've got artwork for sale. I was wondering if anybody was interested.
You have artwork for sale. Oh, that's some really great artwork. It's been seen at TF Radio.
Yeah, it's advertised on the internet.
It's artwork that goes out on the internet.
So, this artwork that you've done, where can they reach you to get samples or to purchase?
The samples are seen on Twitter at TF Radio. Brian's got a batch in the mail. It should arrive tomorrow. That's all I have.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you for being the first caller, Sean. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, John.
Can you tell Big Dumb John DeLuna and maybe the rest of the world what the format of the show is? I'm
we
all
know.
In.
We don't know. We don't know. We're trying to figure that out as we go.
We don't know.
So is it Tradio? It sounded for a minute we were getting into Tradio, which sounds incredible. Oh, it's emceed by Don.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we're trying to figure that out as we go. I think we'll let people talk about whatever.
It's going to be part discussion, part me being Andy Rooney, part people selling stuff. It's going to be just a...
Yeah.
It's a good old-fashioned variety show on the radio.
Speaking of, we have a caller right now on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, this is Eric. I have a question for Don.
Oh, Garrett, huh?
Yes. Yes, Garrett. What is your question?
So, I was just wondering, would you rather watch all of Teen Titans Go, or would you rather... like, pay for a Supreme Cheetor. Like, buy it.
Garrett sounds familiar.
I would pay for the... Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
No, go ahead. I'm just saying, Garrett sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it's almost like...
He does. He's got a voice. I just can't quite place it. But what I would do is I would take the Supreme Cheetor, buy it, set it on fire, and then beat the Teen Titans Go box set until it caught on flame, and then I would pick a random person on... let's say Purdue University, just as a random university and find someone I hate that for bringing up two things I hate and maybe set them on fire.
You know, why are you trying to bully Chicken College, Don?
Why are you going to set a person on fire?
If you're going to set Supreme Cheetor on fire, does that mean that you hold it at the same level that you hold Dakotoy's Kronos?
No, I like Kronos. No.
Hey, real quick, Garrett, a quick question for you. So a friend of ours, Eric Crownover, last night posted on Twitter some like deep and introspective thoughts in respect to his potential future. Do you have any thoughts or comments on what Eric had to say, if you're familiar with Eric?
I don't know him very well, but I would assume he's still pretty set on working for Transformers someday. It's just design is a very interesting field, but, you know, I don't know that much, so you'd have to go ask him, but, you know.
Well, I don't know. I've seen some of his early work, and I'm thinking more My Little Pony is more his speed, you know, than anything more complex, and then he can work his way up from there. But
well, that you know, sounds that, like a compliment, because Don loves
fun
ponies.
Fun fact, I actually know someone who is like his... Well, no, Eric knows someone who is at Purdue that is actually trying to get on the My Little Pony line.
Okay, cool. Well, I wish her all the success, and then this Eric guy, you know, if he improves and he gets better over the years, he'll be able to move up as well.
Hey,
at some point.
Hey, Garrett, any other thoughts?
I just wanted to say that I do like Teen Titans Go, and I'm so sorry that you can't enjoy it, Don.
It's really
very
good.
Sad, but
well, I like good things. Different. That's why I don't care for that.
Do you, though?
You know, like Code Lyoko and SpaghettiOs and applesauce.
And Kronos. And
oh,
Velveeta,
I forgot about the SpaghettiOs and applesauce thing. Oh.
Oh, can you imagine SpaghettiOs and Miracle Whip? Oh.
Oh, man.
I just threw up a little
bit.
Oh, my
gosh.
Okay.
Well, Carl, thank you for being part of our inaugural show. I certainly appreciate it. Don't the proverbial door, you know.
Glad to help.
We'll see, Garrett.
Thank you, Garrett.
Okay, the lines are now open. Garrett. Lines are open, so I should put this on Twitter. I'll do better next time. So we're just trying to figure out what in the heck we're doing here. So, John,
I got a question.
Okay.
Buy or sell, okay? So I'm going to toss you a couple of Transformers that are in my possession.
Ooh, I like that.
Let me know if it's a buyer's market or a seller's market. Should I be selling these to make money or should I keep them because it's a buyer's market and the prices are down, so I don't want to cheat myself?
I like this.
Okay. Here we go. Just as a qualifier, this is not financial advice and I could well be wrong.
Please consult your doctor before starting any diet or exercise program.
Yeah, if Don costs me like a cool $20 on buying or selling, I'm coming right after him. I'm buying a one-way ticket to your front door.
Yep.
I'm going to take my $20 out of your hide. Okay, so...
all right.
Deluxe Armada Optimus Prime. Buy or sell? What should I do?
Bendy Prime?
Like Bendy? Kung Fu Punch Prime.
Yeah, Don Bendy Prime.
Yeah, Shimmy Bendy Prime. Prime.
Shimmy Prime.
I would say keep for right now.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, so we'll revisit that in a second. Wait, caller, you are on the line. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Ernest Frazier.
Yes.
I'm in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And I was wondering why you guys didn't talk about the Hasbro Palmount deal thing that was released recently.
The deal where Hasbro and Paramount are expanding their relationship?
Yes. I was just wondering what you thought about it.
Well, the thing of it is, though, I thought they were scaling back the relationship with a lot of the movies being canned.
Did you not see the news about Mask, Don?
All right. I saw that the Mask movie got the director for the Fast and Furious, and that actually makes a lot of sense considering.
Thanks for the call. We're going to disconnect and just listen on your end. Thanks for calling.
I thought Mask was canceled.
Mask just did not get any distance into its development yet. But, I mean, they've attached a director to it now, so that's
nice
progress.
That's nice.
And, you know, as I was saying, the Fast and Furious franchise is probably the closest thing we have to mask in cars doing incredible things short of actually converting on the screen. So it does make kind of a sense that would be like the next logical step. So that could be a very good thing, but they're going to have more than just nostalgia driving this and cool cars doing cool things. There's got to be, because you can have the concept of mask and there be a good solid plot. I mean, it not be some, you know, bad summer brain dead blockbuster, which there's nothing wrong with those. But I'm just saying there's so much out there that people want more than just explosions and car chases. They want a little bit of depth with their big summer blockbusters to a degree. And so I think if they can get the right script, heck, maybe even some people from the original cartoon, maybe some ideas that they didn't get a chance to do in the cartoon could be extrapolated for the movie. Who knows? Plus, that would give us an entire new line of mask toys, a new Boulder Hill playset. I mean, it could be a really good thing. Or it could be another G.I. Joe movie franchise where it crashes and burns after.
Oh, they're wanting to reboot that too, you know. Like, that's still something that's on the books.
Yeah, hey, real quick. Hey, when you call in, make sure to mute your video or the live stream just so that we don't have...
Yeah, because I'm sorry, but I was getting a lot of feedback on my end. Yeah. I'm hearing myself through.
Yeah. So, hey, actually, the line's open, 931-994-6268. John, Don, why don't you continue your conversation about the buy or sell?
All right, next one, Don.
Okay.
All right, you pick buy or sell. So if you say sell, it means you think the value is really high right now or as high as it's going to be and I should sell. Or if you say buy, you're basically saying that the prices will go up later or for whatever reason I should just keep it on the betting that the prices will go up, market will get better. Generally speaking, buy or sell my BotCon collection.
The entire collection?
Just generally speaking, should I be selling my BotCon toys now or should I be keeping them because the market's going to get better than it is right now?
Oh, I'll be honest with you, John. I would say keep just because there's a lot of characters in there that you're not going to get a mainline toy of for a very long time. Or those molds, especially from the earlier sets, are too pricey now to be brought back. I mean, look at the War for Cybertron Prime that came back with the in that two pack. That was a whole lot of toy for this time period compared to what it was when that toy came out. So unless there's a set, I'm using this set as one of my most disappointing sets was Wings of Honor. I mean, there were a few good figures in the add-on set, and I liked the Land Shark, but as a whole, if you don't like the Wings of Honor set, that could be one that you could move. But I would say keep because there's just a lot of those molds aren't going to get remade anytime soon due to the amount of engineering or plastic in them or just the sheer amount of what it would cost to remake them.
Purely speaking from like a financial standpoint, like put the toy lover thing aside for a minute. Do you think prices in general for BotCon toys are going to go up or are they going to go down?
I think it's going to depend on the toy. And I don't mean that as a cop out. It's just we've seen what, like, say, the Collectors Club Wave Mail Order Service 4 that had the combiners with Bludgeon and the rest of them combining into a Thunderwing faced character. Those are still going for quite a bit of money. Whereas we've seen figures like Sizzle.
2009.
Oh. 2009. And we've seen like the Dead End repaint from that animated Jazz. We've seen those drop because I had JD's and I only got like $20 for those out of JD's collection. And they're great figures. They look good. They're good molds. They're just not what people are looking for right now. So it's going to be very tough to sell because if you've got certain figures and certain sets that you like, let's say, for example, Cybertron's most wanted, that Megatron. That Megatron mold came from Transformers Prime Breakdown,
which was we never got in the U.S. And breakdowns are, last time I checked, I think Chris looked for one recently. You said they were going for a lot of money, Chris. I think last time you looked at them.
Which one?
Prime breakdown. They were still going for
pretty... They are. And even the Swerve redeco has actually gone up in price a little bit versus what had been in years past.
Right. So, I mean, you know, but you may not like the Pack Rat version of that Rat Trap mold. You may not like that, but is it worth it breaking up a set to pare down the stuff? That's what you got to look at.
Okay. Yeah, Brian, do we have another call yet? If not, I've got one quick concept.
We're about to have another caller. Ernest is going to try to call back with the line down, but go ahead.
Okay, real quick, Don. I'm going to do another twist on buy or sell. This time, you say buy means, yes, I buy into the idea. Sell means, no, that idea is stupid. I don't think so. Okay, ready? All right.
Okay.
Buy or sell. We'll have a Transformers Collectors Club program by 2020.
I would say buy, mainly because... They've seen, if they have any kind of feedback monitoring program at Hasbro, if they have anybody with any kind of internet marketing research degree or experience, they're seeing this feedback from, and they see that, okay, this keeps getting brought up. And I'm sure it's not just on here, not on TFYLP, not on transmission, whatever the case may be. Every podcast at some point has talked about, why has nothing happened yet? And if they're seeing this, they know they've got to have something in place sooner or later, or fans are going to go other places for characters they might do. And they're already losing a lot of business to what third parties doing, getting characters that a collector's club would be the best place to do them.
So in the chat, real quick, before we go to our caller, Jason says, I'd argue that the research arm is the reason we don't have one yet. Ha ha ha.
Sick burn.
So we have a caller on the line. Caller, name and location.
Hello?
Hey, is this Ernest?
Yes.
Hey, Ernest. Sounds better on this end.
I have a different question.
Okay, go ahead.
In the upcoming toy line of Generations Wolf Cybertron, do you think we're going to get any beasts like the Dinobots for Cybertronian mode or not?
Go ahead, Don. I've got my thoughts.
Well, Brian, you go ahead because I'm not sure on this yet.
So I'd like to say yes, but when you look at the number of beasts that we've gotten over the years, it's minimal. I mean, the design team, they are dyed-in-the-wool G1 fans, and we know from Toy Fair they have the Class of 84, the 84 Rocks or whatever it was shirt. I don't see us having any kind of beast-style characters. I think with the Predacons that we have, the Dinobots... Maybe. I mean, we could potentially get Monstructor.
What I meant was like in Cybertronian mode. Not as beasts, but as Cybertronian mode.
It's
like
possible.
Before they were beasts.
Yeah.
But it's the same character. I mean, it's the characters that they love. Maybe not necessarily the designs. Go ahead, Don.
But what you're suggesting is like the War Within style Dinobots where they're like tanks and aircraft and that kind of stuff, right?
Or like the Energon, like the Energon Dinobot.
Somewhat like that, but more like the cartoon. Like with Jazz or Wheeljack
modes. Yeah, I think it all depends on how recently they did the characters too. Because like the Dinobots, of course, I think would be a definite thing, but not in the first year since we just had Dinobots, and they probably don't want to oversaturate the. I mean, I don't know whether you subscribe to the theory you can't have too many Dinobots or not is up to individual interpretation, but I think just in terms of name fatigue and character fatigue, they would hold off on the Dinobots until later. Now, we could get, like, say, a Rat Trap in a motorcycle mode, like he was for BotCon. Rhinox could have some kind of heavy truck.
What about mode. A Cybertronian Skylynx?
I mean, he wouldn't be the Skylynx that we know, because I don't think you would have a robotic Puma running around Cybertron. But he would definitely be a shuttle of some sort.
So, like,
you could even have, say, War for Cybertron aerial bots in their cargo shuttle modes as they were originally in Key to Vector Sigma. That would make a Cybertronian designed Superion.
Where I was thinking on this, where Ernest was going, was like the Cybertron Long Rack that we got years ago. That was beautiful. That was basically the Beast Wars, Neo character with a vehicular design.
Yeah.
I just don't think that the current design team likes Beast Wars. So I don't see any of that.
I was thinking more along the lines of what Laserbeak looked like in episode 1 for some cassette, or Skylinks, maybe.
Well, Ernest, I think you're right, but I also think what they're going to be doing is they're going to be looking at more than meets the eye parts. Part one, and for the most part,
and getting
a lot of their ideas from that part one on what Cybertron was before they went to Earth, and also they're going to look at the video games as well.
I hope for mind packs. You just gotta say that.
Yeah, it's just we got an Orion PAX, but they might do, if they can redesign this Orion PAX that we just got with the IDW better looking truck mode, maybe, or some kind of Cybertronian, because he never had alt mode in Wardog, so we don't know what he transformed into originally, but that means you can make him anything that was a Cybertronian. I'm guessing a Cybertronian Beachcomber Doom Buggy kind of thing.
Another thing just popped in my mind. Will they be using any of the Cybertronian modes in the Marvel comics?
Now, I had mentioned this partially in jest, but Optimus Prime was a battle platform. If he was some kind of mobile battle platform that was like part truck up front, and say he was pulling an artillery piece or some kind of base, like a small like a G.I. Joe thing that you would have an all striker pull a missile, the missile launcher, but the missile launcher was actually half of his robot mode, kind of like Fire Convoy.
If we're gonna get to the Marvel comic stuff, what I would want would be some naturally occurring like gears and levers and gyros and things like that. That's what I would want.
And of course, if you want to get into the comic, you can also have like a scrounge. That's an actual kind of, maybe like in a two-pack, some kind of weird bonus figure. He's an actual wheel or something like that.
Hey, Ernest, hey, thanks for the call. This great questions. Thanks for being in the chat. We love you. Yeah, I think we're going to try to wrap up here in a couple of minutes. Hey, John, did you have any other items you wanted to throw to Don?
I got one last one. I like this one.
Okay.
All right, Don, buy or sell. Between now and 2025, buy or sell.
I'll be alive.
Hasbro will have had at least one official BotCon.
I'm going to buy into that because I think that they're going to see that HasCon by itself, while celebrating all the brands, is not going to be enough on its own for some of these fandoms. And that it'll be a smaller BotCon, probably in Rhode Island, maybe at a different time of the year to offset the HasCon. Maybe they might even hire another company that does promotions to have it somewhere else. But I think they're going to see that HasCon by itself cannot meet the fan demand of wanting these conventions and wanting the stuff. And if they make their own BotCon, they can try to avoid SDCC with some things and have a more streamlined San Diego presence, and then have their big stuff like for Transformers separate. But again, they may not want to do that. They may want to try to make HasCon the thing. It's just HasCon is a shotgun approach, but if you want to reach your audience, sometimes you got to use a rifle.
Actually, we have our last caller for this inaugural or test or proof of concept podcast on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Name is John from Houston.
Hey, John, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Oh, not bad. It's great to be last.
Last but not least.
Last but not least. Thank you very much. I was just kind of curious, new to this podcast, by the way.
Thank you for watching and listening.
Awesome. You are most welcome. You guys think there might be a chance that we might have a Transformers Devastation sequel for the PS4 or the Xbox One or whatnot?
It's okay. John, do you want to answer?
Yeah,
Chris or Rob?
I need to turn on the Google machine to go look at the sales for Devastation. It doesn't feel like Devastation like lit the sales charts on fire. So, I think that would be your first challenge. I guess it's possible. I think the problem with the conceit with Devastation is that it's like 100% a nostalgia play.
1,010%.
But it's like they went like straight at the heart of G1 Transformers nostalgia. And then after that, so the sequel, I mean, after that, then what do you do for the sequel? Do you do Michael Bayverse because that's like over 10 years old now? Or do you do season 3 that, you know, 1% of the population remembers? Do you do Beast Wars that 5% of the population remembers? I think they...
Do you do it set during the movie?
So, well, yeah, I mean, they've really spent a lot of their bullets on the first one. I don't know how the first one sold.
Now the question is, with all of this, with the fact that it would be a different company ostensibly doing the follow-up game, it kind of like EA and who was it that did GoldenEye, the first one, Rare. Would it make sense that a company would even try to follow up on Devastation when the people who were the driving force behind it would have nothing to do with it?
Yeah, that'd be tough.
I mean, that would only really happen, in my opinion, if Devastation had been a smash success, but Hasbro had still chosen not to maintain their partnership with Activision, then wanted to pursue the franchise with a new contractor. And none of that seems to be the case.
Yeah, my thought is that it's good enough to deserve a sequel, but my thought from the sales and the situation with Activision is that, sadly, we will probably not see one.
Yeah,
unless someone develops.
Not having played the game and not having the more advanced systems yet, past my PS2. I still got a PS4. I haven't hooked up since Christmas. I think whatever video game we see next, they might take cues from Devastation, playthroughs or features or design elements, but it'll be for, let's say, they might make a video game for War of Cybertron based on that continuity.
I don't see
but
it.
You'll see elements of Devastation built into that to pull the Devastation fans into it with these similar mechanics, kind of like how Energon Starscream and G2 Smokescreen transform identically, but they're completely different characters. They just share the same transformation skeleton. You're going to see some aspects of Devastation in whatever next game it will be to pull in the fans who I liked this mechanic or I liked that mechanic, but it'll be for whatever the current push of the franchise is.
Yeah, I guess I could see, now that I think about it, if anything, I could see them taking a similar gameplay style and trying to capitalize on the battle royal craze that's happening right now in video games, and you maybe do a multiverse kind of crossover thing where it's just a bunch of the greatest hits from the different eras of Transformers just mashed up, and it's just, you know, arena stuff like Fortnite. I mean, I could see that maybe, but they'll always hang their hat on G1, so I don't know how fresh that would feel at the end of the day.
The only thing I might have suggested is maybe allow us to play as Decepticons instead of just Autobots.
Yes! Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Well, it was like everybody was mad that last Star Wars game that you were supposed to be able to play as the Empire, and you did for like two missions or something like that, and then that was it. It's like, you know, you want to be in the AT-AT. You want to be in the Star Destroyer. You want to be the Empire.
You know why you couldn't play as a Decepticon in Devastation? They would have had to completely restructure the game to support all the Decepticons being able to fly, because none of those city models are made to be looked at from the top down.
Yeah.
I will say War for Cybertron and Fall of Cybertron were fantastic, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
They were good. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good work.
Thank you much.
Cool.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. So awesome. Yeah. That's it for the calls this week. We'll try it again next week. John, were you done with your,
I think we proved our concept.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
I got one prompt for Don that I think will be good to close the show out on. So Don, I call this segment Money on the Table, and this is where you have like 2 minutes to just pick a topic where you think that there's money being left on the table in Transformers. And you can just talk about that, and we will not interrupt you or tell you no.
Okay. I think there's money being left on the table by Hasbro not having a collector's club in place yet. After this long after BotCon, after seeing the feedback from the fans, it may not be a lot of money, but what you're not making in a per dollar sale,
you're getting in fan engagement and people that, again, we're not the target audience, but we have shown that we do have the discretionary income to buy these figures from older molds that would cost a little more money to recreate or things such as that. And them not having a collector's club in place is them leaving money on the table, even if it's only, say, three figures a year. Say it's another black box figure from a Titans Return character like the RC and the Grotesque was. But, you know, I think there's a lot of potential there. Again, it's not a huge dollar amount. It is money left on the table, as you said. But it's also they're not engaging the fans that have shown to have the discretionary income and also engaging with the fans to say, hey, you know, yes, we are getting a ton of G1 stuff. We're getting a ton of collectors focused stuff. You know, the Rodimus, the Optimus with the Orion Pax. It's a war dawn Orion Pax, for God's sake. Whoever, we never thought we'd see that. But yeah, I think they're leaving money on the table and they're also losing a lot of good, creating goodwill a little more directly between the fans and themselves.
I have a huge smile on my face right now. I love that idea for a segment, Chris. That was great.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is proof of concept. And I, as far as a podcast goes, I knew that for the podcast version to be listenable, I'm going to have to do some pretty heavy editing, and I'm okay with that. But I thought this turned out really good, other than like some of the technical glitches. I enjoyed the hell out of this. So next week for the live stream, I'm going to start promoting this via Twitter. So we'll probably we'll have a slightly wider net cast, but I really enjoyed this. This was a lot of fun. Thank you to everybody out there who called in, except for Garrett. And I'm kidding. we'll probably lengthen it a bit, I guess. We'll have some like more defined segments, but we're trying to figure this out. I'll post this as an RFC extra. It'll be like RFC extra, whatever number. Then it'll be like it's a done deal.
The pilot episode.
Pilot, yeah.
It's the backdoor pilot.
It's the backdoor pilot. But I had a lot of fun.
Okay. Oh God, I am not a Simon Earth. I am not a Simon Earth.
Hey, I like that episode.
You and maybe two other people. Yes.
Garrett is the hero we deserve. Oh, that's great.
Nice. Also, CapMax Gaming says we need a totally spies cast for Don.
I've never watched the show, so I don't know.
That's surprising, Don. That seems right up your alley.
I think I was watching Oban Star Racers at that time. I think
that's probably a better show.
Yes, and again, thank you for everybody giving me a chance to have my own show and sort of leave my mark on, you know, the TF Radio network. Hopefully it won't be a urine stain.
Yes, yes. So we definitely want to do it before TFYLP gives you your own show and then we lose you that a little bit more. So
save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.